This is On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at what is happening in Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Penny Wolfgang.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to On Target. I'm your host, Penny Wolfgang, and thank you so much for joining us every week. We're here to entertain you and educate you and let you know what's happening in our community. And once in a while, like now, we get to talk about fun events and happy subjects and not heavy news and sad things and mental health issues, which we have to address a lot, and all kinds of economic problems. No. We are going to celebrate the summer here on Target today. And as soon as we say celebrate the summer, this is what alliterative. The first thing we think of is Canal Side, I think, because everything seems to be happening and everything seems to be going on at Canal Side. And every year there is more and more talk and media events and regular events for regular people and media coverage is what I meant to say, about the waterfront, both the outer harbor and what we consider Canal Side. And Canal Side has become one of the most popular tourist attractions probably in Western New York only within the last, well, I don't know how many years, our guests will tell us, but it seems to be when some of our listeners were growing up, there was nothing to do with the waterfront. There was nothing at Canal Side, or if it was, it was, I guess, industrialized, undeveloped. Just isn't a place that we would have thought of going. And now, all of a sudden, I had friends coming back to visit me a little while ago who were from here and left and then came back for a weekend, and I took them down, of course, to Canal Side, and they were so astounded. They said never would have thought that all of that could have been developed in basically such a short time, or let me put it this way, in my lifetime and in their lifetime. So it was exciting, and it is exciting. So I wanted to let you know and have a happy conversation on Target today about a lot that is going on during the summer, because that is, of course, the highlight season that we want to emphasize. Everything is so beautiful and people can have an opportunity to be outside. I know it's all year round, Aaron will tell us, but really summer and Canal Side really seem to be synonymous, right? And I think that's a result of the good work of my guest, Aaron Mara, who is Assistant General Manager of the area, as well as a lot of other people, I'm sure she'll tell us, that have been investing time, money, and their heart and soul in developing the Canal Side and the waterfront, which are kind of synonymous. Well, thank you, Aaron. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much for coming. Aaron, as I said, the Assistant General Manager. And I just want to kind of straighten out. I keep messing it up myself. When we say the waterfront, when we say Canal Side, is it like this one and the same thing, or are we talking about different areas? Is it just like a different name for the same area?
It's really a different name for the same area. So
good, I'm glad, because I felt like, what is she going to say? What's she talking about?
It is the ECHGC and Empire State Development, which hold the land, and we're the managing partners that really do all of these fun and exciting activities and have those amenities for our guests. ECHGC decided to make an umbrella marketing brand. It's more for our regional advertising and our visitors that aren't familiar with downtown Buffalo, but we encompass Canal Side as we know it, and then the Outer Harbor as well. So that makes up the Buffalo waterfront.
Describe the streets, from where to where.
Sure. Okay, so
you know what I mean? So people absolutely will have in their mind, in case they don't know, mm-hmm, how long, how big it is, and what the area is that's considered that kind of waterfront Canal Side.
Absolutely. So the Canal Side site, as we know it, it's 22 acres. It goes between Commercial Street and Main Street, and then it follows right up along. It butts up right up to the Buffalo River. So that really is Canal Side. It includes the Odd Block. The old Odd Block is where we have our ice skating in the wintertime. So we've got those parcels of land. As far as Outer Harbor is really anything from Furman Boulevard at Charlie's Boatyard, just past that property. We have a couple of terminal buildings, and then we go all the way down to right before the lighthouse. So we have about 167 acres on that parcel, and then so that butts up to Lake Erie on one side, Buffalo River on the other.
Oh, it's really the part of the waterfront that we're talking about now is what everybody is familiar with when they say, I think the boats, mm-hmm. when they think of yes. boats or ships, or that's yes. what they think of, right?
Absolutely.
That's what I think of. Or the Navy Park mm-hmm. and all of the area. I'm going to let you talk about it. So in the area that we're talking about, there is physically to be found mm-hmm. the following. fill in the blank. That what I was thinking of is right now the fabulous Maritime Museum and those ships, but that's called,
yes.
it's got a name.
So that is it's the Erie County Naval.
That it is. It's a naval base.
Yes,
so the naval.
It's the naval park and the naval museum, mm-hmm. And you have access to go onto the ships.
Me not knowing
no,
the right name of this.
I messed it up. But it has the walkthrough museum. It has access to the ships that you can go onto, as far as the Little Rock and the USS the Sullivans. So those are available to the guests. And then if they travel further up towards Erie Basin Marina, you'll find the Outlook Tower on the top there. The Hatch restaurant is there. William Kay's restaurant's there as well. Templeton Landing or Shanghai Reds, depending on when you went.
Depending on what month it is, if they change the name, I never
well.
Get it right.
And then all of those dock slips in between. So really anything that kind of has access to water, we're trying to name in this Buffalo Waterfront District. When it comes to the properties specifically that we manage, you know, it really is Canalside and Outer Harbor, but so many guests just see that whole space as being the Buffalo Waterfront and just down on the rivers and water access. So
now when we say on the Canalside part, my favorite part is it's a boardwalk. I don't know if it's really called a boardwalk, but mm-hmm. to me, it reminds me, I didn't grow up here, and it reminds me of places like in New Jersey where we used to go to the boardwalk, or Coney Island or Atlantic City, or just where there are beaches and boardwalks. And all of a sudden, it appeared here, down at the waterfront. I love
yes.
it.
Yes. We do call it the boardwalk. And
oh, good.
It really is, for us, it's kind of the center of what we do. It's the center of summer commerce when it comes to the Canalside summer season, because you have that water access, you have all of the docking, and you can get access to ships, but then also you have ice cream and hot dogs and a caricature man who will draw your photo, and we have a lovely beer garden that's now been developed with nice shade, because down there it's hot down at the water, so you've got some shady areas, you can enjoy the sunset. You know, it really is our main kind of thoroughfare for the summertime.
Listen, folks, did you hear Aaron just say it's hot? And you are listening to On Target right here in Buffalo, New York, as we hope you do every week. And we are talking about shade because it's hot. Aren't you excited? I know. I can't believe we're saying that. So now it's that time of year, like I said, where this is a fun subject because everything really focuses on the waterfront and activities.
It does.
Starting pretty much, I guess, with July 4th.
July 4th, we currently have free fitness available, sponsored by Blue Cross and Blue Shield. So we've got daily activities, fitness classes, we've got children's programming, just general activities, guests coming down, watching the sunset, getting, you know, having a snack or something. But we also have our concert series, which starts this week, and we have an artisan market series that also starts this week. So we have a lot going on. This is kind of our kickoff to summer.
Can you describe the concert series? Mm-hmm. Is, I think, what in old people's minds used to be Thursday night
Thursday in the square.
I remember that very well. I hate to say that. And now it's become sort of a Canalside tradition in the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. Can you describe it a little bit?
Absolutely. So our concert series did start at Thursday in the square, and about 5 or 6 years ago, they moved it down to Canalside. So they brought it down to the waterfront. It was a larger venue. It gave more of an opportunity for guests to kind of spread out. You've got the NFTA Metro Rail right there to get you easily in and out of downtown. These past 2 years, we've shied away from just Thursdays. So we've rebranded ourselves. We're called Canalside Live. So just focusing on that live music entertainment, we've pulled away from just Thursdays. So this year is a very odd schedule, but we think it's going to be a lot of fun. We have everything from Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and we have two shows that are on Tuesdays. Who would think downtown on a Tuesday?
That'll confuse everybody. Oh, yeah. Very good work, Erin.
It has. But, you know, we found that we're able to get better acts if we are able to spread out when those concerts are, you know, and hit more genres of music. That was really the goal.
So are we going to tell, we said they're all different days, but we are going to tell our listeners on Target a few times where they can find out who's playing and when, right?
Absolutely. So all of our information is on our website. It's www.buffalowaterfront.com. If you do type in just Canalside Concerts or Canalside Buffalo, it will direct you to this new website address that we have. We also have our Facebook page, so it's the same. It's at Buffalo Waterfront, and all of these concerts are listed by who's playing and then the date and, of course, the time and how much it is to get in.
Are these, Jim, are these the names of groups that are playing? Get the Let Out, the Psychedelic Furs, and James.
Yeah, sounds
are these
about,
grapes?
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah? Wait, I'm not done. The Struts and the Glorious Sons.
That'll be good.
Yeah?
Oh,
He's a DJ.
Oh,
so great. That's why we're asking.
Oh, great.
Long Beach Dub All Stars and Big Fish.
Yep.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. The Arkells.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do you know what kind of music? Are these all different kinds of music?
All kinds of music. Mainly alternative or rock.
So far on this list, yeah, but, until she gets to a couple other dates.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there's some good ones coming.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is this Nelly?
Yeah.
Is Nelly's a person?
He is a person.
Yeah,
he's a hip-hop artist.
I think my kids, I think Karen, she's away at camp, and I think, oh, she might be back by then. I think she likes Nelly.
Oh, that's going to be a great show.
But I don't know if she's back by August 10th. A Social Distortion and Floggy Molly.
Oh, that's going to be serious, too. They're all, what a great lineup.
And the last one is Nas, N-A-S.
Yep, rapper.
Yes,
a rapper.
Yep, he's great as well.
Okay, did we describe the Canalside series? Is it free? Does it cost money? Where is it held? That kind of thing.
Sure. So the concert series is held down at the Central Wharf of Canalside. So that Central Wharf area is along the boardwalk and all of our green space. So we call that the Great Lawn and Central Wharf. We have a large concert stage already put up, so you'll be able to see that concert stage. It is not free to get into the shows. The ticket prices range for general admission from $5 to $15. So
it's almost free considering what concerts cost everywhere else, right?
It is almost free. And truthfully,
are you agreeing, Jim?
Yes. Great deal.
Is that a good?
Yeah. Yep.
Thank you. And you know, we do have other ticket options like our VIP packages, and those start at $35 and go up to $45. So depending on the show, it's still a good value. If you purchase your tickets at any Consumers Beverages locations in in Western New York, including the ones up in Niagara County, there's 17 different stores you can pop into, buy a ticket, you get a free drink. So if you go to Consumers Beverages, you spend your $5 on your ticket, they hand you a ticket with a free drink coupon. So unless you're getting a soft drink or a water, you're actually going to net $2 on that purchase.
That's the way you can be ahead of the game. Well, we do not encourage drinking of any kind here on Target, except for water and soda, or what you call pop. But I'm sure some people will be glad to hear about this bargain. Right, Jim?
Yes,
answer
stay
me.
Hydrated.
Stay hydrated, right?
By any means necessary.
But I don't know about that.
Water.
Yes, just water. But however, still, it's good for people to know how they can get tickets and how much fun they can have. Mm-hmm. What about let me just go back to something you said before, which I always am fascinated by. I see it in the media all the time. I even see days and advertisements for it as a part of a health campaign in Western New York, which is so important. Mm-hmm. And that's the fitness classes, which you actually told me are going on already. I didn't realize that. I knew they were in good weather, but I didn't know.
Yes. Yeah, so our fitness series is the Blue Cross Blue Shield fitness series at Canalside. It is free fitness. So we offer 30 classes a week, and it's everything for every ability. Everything in between. So we have classes that focus on, you know, young children. We have classes that focus on those that are trying to get active and trying to get into that lifestyle, or those that have been in that lifestyle for quite some time. Also, we have classes for those folks with disabilities, and we have some Silver Sneakers classes that focus more on the...
Let me guess. Are you saying this because of me? No.
Yes.
Okay.
They're great programs, you know, and what's nice about them is they are free, and they are 7 days a week. So depending on what you're looking for and what you're interested in, you can sample a class from a local gym or studio without fully committing to that gym or studio, but just taking part down on the water, hopefully in good weather, and, you know, just finding that time and the way to stay physically fit in the summertime.
Is that right? You have Zumba on Tuesdays?
We have Zumba on Tuesdays.
Yes.
What a party.
It is a party.
It's a good, it's a fun workout, and I think all ages can do that.
Absolutely.
And tell me about the silver people's exercise.
Yeah, so Silver Sneakers. It's a program that is, it's a national program, and there are several gyms throughout the area that have, you know, certified trainers that specialize in these programs. So it's, a lot of times it's yoga, it's... Sometimes it's a light movement.
There's some stretching,
some
aerobics,
some mobility areas as well. So it's really just to keep everybody limber, keep you up on your feet, keep you moving. It's a great way to, you know, to get out there and enjoy it if you can. You know, if you've got the ability to get down to the waterfront, we've got these great free classes.
Where do they take place?
Majority of them are in the Central Wharf, so they're right along the Great Lawn.
My famous lawn and waterfront. Boardwalk.
The boardwalk.
That's my favorite.
The majority are all in that space. We do offer our Zumba class on Tuesday nights. We offer in our VIP tent. So it's still right on the water. It's just in another section, so that in the event that it rains, there's a cover for it. So we can keep, because that classes are probably our most popular class. So we want to make sure that we can get everybody down there and they don't miss their Zumba class.
How did you know that?
Well, that Zumba class is amazing. It's been going on for years, and I've been to it before. And I've been to it when it got rained out. So now that it's moved to that big white VIP tent, it's all weather and it's great.
And it must be all ages.
All ages.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes. You're not in your Silver Sneakers yet.
Yeah.
But not a kid.
I've seen little
anymore.
Kids can definitely. Kids are welcome.
No.
You know,
Jim is too old.
No.
Kids are definitely welcome. You know, it's we tailor some of the classes to be more from a comfort level. For those that want specific things, but all of our classes, you know, for any ability, for any age, if you want to come down and try them, we have them.
Well, we're talking about the canal side slash, also known as waterfront area, and you're listening to On Target, and in the studio with me is Erin Mara, and she's the assistant general manager. She seems to be the most enthusiastic booster of the area and knowledgeable, so I'm so glad it was you that came to tell us all this, because Gina said, I'm going to ask somebody and see if they'll find somebody that would come and describe all the activities at Canal Side for us, and we did get, I think, the best person. So let me move on for a minute to ask you about Explore and More. There's been so much, you know, when is it coming? Is it open? Mm-hmm. Where is it? Who is it for? And so forth and so on. And I think, am I right, that's considered part of Canal Side or part of the waterfront?
It is located in the middle of Canal Side. It's located on the corner of Commercial Street and Marine Drive. Mm-hmm. It's a brand new building. It's a beautiful four-story building. It actually overlooks our replica canals, which is where we have our ice skating in the winter. It's also where we do a couple other activations in the summertime. So the Explore More Museum is going to be open, I'm told, officially this week.
Oh, wow.
And it will be open to the public. Because as of now, they've been doing a lot of soft openings or members only because of their other location in East Aurora. So this is great because now, you know, school's letting out.
Perfect timing.
The weather is hopefully getting it to be fully summer. And now guests can really come down and enjoy the museum. It's a beautiful space.
You know, the whole area, I kind of made this up at the top of the program instead of asking you. It is a big tourist attraction, and it has received acclamation, accolades, writing, favorable reviews from even national magazines. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you, I just heard in the last day or so that People, was it People Magazine, someplace said that Buffalo was one of the, like, X amount, 12th place to visit or something, and they mentioned Canalside.
Yes.
Most popular.
Yes, they did. We're so grateful that we have the support locally, but then regionally, and then now nationally, because we want the whole purpose of Canalside, of course, the revitalization of Buffalo, but it's to get folks that aren't familiar with Buffalo something to be excited about and to come back and boost that tourism level. So we're excited, and I think Exploramore is going to do that. I think it's really going to help.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. And you know what else? We didn't talk about her, but we better, before our time is up, we better talk about Shark Girl.
Yes, yes.
She's there.
She's
still there.
She's not going anywhere. We have her. She's with us. There will be some restoration on Shark Girl. You can't expect her to sit outside for so long and not need a touch-up of some sort. So there will be a restoration. Our good friends at Albright Knox will be leading that charge. And then once she's kind of, so she'll probably take a little vacation from us for a couple of weeks, and then when she's all ready, she'll come back.
I think they're going to wait till the season's over, though.
That's usually the plan.
Yeah,
usually our off season technically is Labor Day weekend, mm-hmm, until mid-November when we start, mm-hmm, for our ice skating. So it's a good time for her to take a break.
I definitely don't want to talk about ice skating.
No, me either.
It'll just ruin my on-target program.
Yes.
It's in my mind. But I do want to mention the market you mentioned, mm-hmm, before, and I had so much fun last year when I did have visitors that I took down to the waterfront, and I was so surprised at the different variety and the different choices and all the different markets that were, I don't know if it takes place this was a weekend, so I don't know if they're there only certain times or what, but mm-hmm, the artisan market is fantastic.
Thank you. It's the series this year has changed slightly. So folks are used to seeing it on a Saturday. Now we've moved to a Sunday. We're just finding that Saturdays are so busy, and for us especially. So we've got, you know, some Sunday dates down at the Canals. So this location has also changed. It before was on the boardwalk.
Yes.
And now there is a construction site on the boardwalk as of this morning.
Oh, okay.
So
that won't work.
Yeah, so that won't work. So we've actually relocated it to the canal area. So right in front of Exploramore, right by our good friend Shark Girl, all along the waterfront there, along the canals. So it has a very different feel to it. It's fun. It's a different kind of energy down there. We've got live music. We'll have some food trucks, local artisan vendors, with everything from jewelry to t-shirts to handmade soaps and everything in between. So these are going to be on Sundays, and they run from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. And what's great about Sundays at Canalside is that right before the market, we have several free fitness classes. So we encourage everyone, come down, get your workout in, down here at Canalside, kind of hang out, go through the market, see if there's any wares that you'd like to purchase. You got a nice, lovely little Sunday.
And you're going to continue on, which you mentioned before, with eating, which is everybody's favorite. So workout, mm-hmm, shopping, and eating. Could this be any
Those
more than paradise?
Yeah.
I don't know if we mentioned before, but you did, that there are restaurants and there are different vendors. Like you said, there's ice cream and, you know, what you would expect and things, other things like that.
Yes. Yes, so we have several different options right at Canalside for light snacks or even just a full meal. We have our Clinton's Dish restaurant, which is located right on the boardwalk. And Clinton's Dish, we call it a restaurant, but all the seating is outdoors. So keep that in mind.
Oh, I wondered what that was.
But Clinton's Dish is great.
I thought you were being political.
No.
I said,
no.
Clinton's Dish.
Clinton's Dish.
Okay.
So it's open daily right now from 11 until 8. And it serves everything from your traditional hot dog, hamburger, french fry. But then we also have some healthy items with sponsored by Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We've got, you know, chicken breast sandwiches on the grill. We've got some lovely salads, things that are a little bit lighter for summertime. And then also in the bottom of Exploramore, we have a cafe. It's called Low Bridge Cafe. So that opens when the museum is open as well. That will be open for the rest of the season. And that offers things like pizza and pre-made salads, but also Wegmans sushi. So if you're way downtown and you want some sushi real quick, can't make it up to Wegmans on Amherst Street, you have it right there in Lowbridge Cafe, and it's air conditioned. Can I add that it's air conditioned? So it's nice to go in on your lunch break or when you're walking around downtown.
That's got to be new because
it's brand new.
I'm saying because the Exploring Moore wasn't there, so that's a great idea.
It's a nice addition to the properties down there. Of course, Liberty Hound is down there as well, 716 Restaurant. You know, you've got a lot of good options in the area depending on what you're looking for.
And they're open. Actually, I did say, to be fair, that Canalside is a destination all year round. And I was kidding about the, don't talk about the ice skating, but it has. It has become a destination all year round because not only you mentioned the restaurants that you could go to and the ice skating, and they have a lot of activities and festivals and things of that nature.
Absolutely. We love summer so much, but truly winter is the time that we really try to get creative and get folks down to Canalside. Because truthfully, winter in Buffalo, once you cross the new year, can be a little tiring.
And
a little long, and a little gray, and a little cold. So we try to keep things exciting and bring new activities down to get our Western New York friends and to get those loved ones that are coming in from out of town visiting to find a reason to bundle up, come downtown, and come onto the ice. It's a cool experience to be on this ice rink. And, you know, we're in the middle of summer right now, but we're already starting to plan winter. So we're a season ahead of ourselves.
And we're also talking about it, and you're saying bundling up and doing this, and it's so funny because two minutes ago or 3 minutes ago, we were saying, if you're really hot, go to Clinton's, because it's got air, Clinton's dish is air conditioned. No, the other
Lowbridge
place.
Lowbridge Cafe.
Lowbridge is air conditioned. Yeah. So, you know what, we're hardy. We cover all seasons here in Western New York, in winter, spring, summer, fall. People do not, as we know, natives do not stay inside. We are restless and we like to go out and we like to have fun. So we're so happy that we have all of this happening at Canalside and at the waterfront. And thank you, Erin. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, everybody. And we hope you'll take advantage of the beautiful days ahead and our beautiful waterfront. And we'll be with you again next week. Same time, same station. Have a good week. And goodbye, everybody.
You've been listening to On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York and our community. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Penny Wolfgang at 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.